Alrighty, folks, welcome back to a live edition of Scenevaders. I can't tell you the last time I was actually in a studio physically that wasn't in my room where I do unspeakable things. But we can't do unspeakable things here, though. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. Gonna give a big shout out to Drop Tent Media Networks, helping us out, letting us use their beautiful studio. So thank you so much, Neil. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Neil Wood, fellow comic in the Philadelphia area, killer. Also, too, killer fucking studio right here. Has many podcasts, Cult of Us, Handle Will Scare, Sam We Are, Lovable Monsters.
Jake, you're just reading the thing.
I
know
am.
You are.
I really
you
am.
You suck my dick that hard, dude. It's all good. I appreciate you. You're super, super sweet. That's
too
super
nice.
Sweet.
Wait, so now
super sweet. It's a good intro, and now I'm botching. I can't allow him to give me nice compliments. It's the family I come from. It's like, all right, dude, come. You want money? What is this?
I mean, it was either blowjobs or actual money. I was kind of leaning towards blowjobs, but I guess gotcha. I'll give you actual cheddar. But I'm just super excited we're actually in studio doing this. It's excited. And also, too, we're in studio talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. And I'm with the beautiful, the handsome, the powerful Jake Lipinski. What's up, Jake? How are you?
What up, Sean? What up, Scenevaders, baby? Here we are.
Yepper.
Yeah, dude.
So Jake's also a fellow comic in Philadelphia. Philadelphia area. Yeah. Another crusher, another killer. Kind of, give us a little bit of a, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Jake Lipinski.
I think you said that.
Yeah. Hot Singles Near You podcast, Philly comedy. That's it, baby.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm 5'11", 150 now.
I'm 5'11 and three quarters.
What are you, 170, 160?
Less, dude.
No. Maybe 150. Oh,
yeah. Permanent 150.
Oh, wow.
145, dude.
You're such a scumbag.
Faye, beautiful body. So tailored.
Yeah, seriously.
Slender boy.
It took us an hour, folks, because I was really trying to get Neil to figure out how to make me look better, and we just can't do it. tell us a little bit about the podcast. What's your podcast about?
Oh, yeah, Hot Singles Near You podcast. It's me, my best friend Alexa, talking all sorts of shit. We're talking dating. I actually got dumped this morning, which is pretty cool.
You got dumped this morning?
Yeah.
do you want to get into it?
Yeah, my hot Brazilian girlfriend dumped me, which is pretty sick. We talk about dating, talk about movies and nerd shit, talk about music. She's my best friend since high school. She's in Philly.
That's awesome.
Living life, just putting it down. Hot Singles Near You.
And listen, guys, check it out. We'll actually add a link to it in the bio and description below.
That'd be dope.
So of course. Well, we're gonna bring you here and not plug your things. Come on, man. Dude. We're professionals here, somewhat at least. Now, does your friend give like really good advice? Like that? What was your best friend's advice for the Brazilian girl that dumped you?
Oh, she gives great advice. No advice. She was just sad for me. Not much. Yeah, she's a very intelligent person. Like the podcast would not work if it was just me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she rationalizes the whole experience.
Okay.
She's my best friend.
She's like your kind of like your straight man a little bit.
I would say so. Yeah. We've lived together for a long time. Lived together since college.
Really?
Yeah. We lived together through the pandemic.
And no fucky fucky?
Never.
Never.
We made out a few times. Once in high school, once in college. Twice in college, but that's it. We have a great rapport.
That's
best
good.
Best friend, yeah. And now she moved out, so the only time we talk is on the podcast. But
that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, like some of the listeners at home probably know, and I'll tell you guys, me and Danny J, who we do the podcast with, he's pretty much the end all be all. We used to live together. We never made out, at least to my knowledge. But yeah, but that's awesome. So should we just jump into this?
What are we talking about, dude?
What are we talking about? We're talking about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man
No Way Home. All right. Came out in theaters December 17th. I saw it on the 16th because I have an addiction, folks. I as a kid, I saw the first Spider-Man movie, when it released, 3 p.m. I remember bugging my dad, Papa Taff, all day long. Mm-hmm. Hey. Did you get tickets? Hey, did you get tickets? I remember asking the teacher to borrow their phone so I can call my dad. And like, they're like, oh, well, what's going on, Sean? Are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm bar the phone. I'm like, hey, dad, did you get the tickets? Yeah.
2002, fucking first grade, dude. That movie was fucking pivotal. I remember it vividly.
First grade, dude.
I'm 26.
Yeah, you're a young buck. Yeah. I'm 31. I was in, I want to say fifth or sixth grade.
Probably like one of the best post 9/11 movies. Like just fresh off of 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very fresh. So fresh, in fact, that they actually had to cut a specific scene from the trailer that Spider-Man had to stomp a helicopter and he webbed it in between the World Trade Centers.
Yeah.
So a little bit too close to.
They just cut it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how every first grader like found out that 9/11 fucked with that movie. But I heard, yeah, we all knew, like, something happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God.
That's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Kids always know first, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It was, like, pre-internet. Like, I don't know how we all knew. I was told that Venom was going to be in the first one, but then 9/11 fucked up. That was probably a lie.
That was definitely probably a lie.
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah. It's probably some hearsay.
Well, is it? Well, the question would be, did Sony own the rights to Venom? Which I think they did.
They probably
because,
got the whole.
Yeah, because in the 90s, you know, Marvel was fucking dying and they needed to sell off IP faster than they could. And that's why they sold off a lot of the Spider-Man properties. And that's why Sony has such a iron fist around Spider-Man and Venom and, you know, Kraven and all of that, you know, all of them Spider-Man heroes, except for like Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman is not, they did not buy the rights to that. That's why they have, and that's essentially, I think, Disney.
What's her deal? Did she get bit by a spider? She's like his cousin or something?
No. You're thinking about the Incredible Hulk, Jessica Walters.
Yeah.
No, Spider-Woman was Jessica Drew. She was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that, I forget, she got some.
She could fly. Like, I
think she could fly
it.
Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, in the Secret Invasion arc, she was the Queen Squirrel.
Would you be able to pull up a Spider-Woman ass pick?
Yes.
To search that.
Please
yeah.
do that.
It got a lot of controversy because they just really put in the ass in that picture. Jessica Drew.
I don't know about that kind of controversy.
Which picture here? Let me see.
It's got to be the only one.
Pull.
I think you need to type ass in with it. Spider-Woman ass.
Dude, I'm not fucking up my nice. I'm not messing up my SEO for you, dude. My search engine optimization for this nonsense. Spider-Woman. I'll put in ass, you absolute animal. How dare you? Like, I didn't put that in this morning.
That one.
Oh, my God. That one. Oh, my God.
It's got some controversy a few years ago because they were like, nobody looks like that. People were upset about body images.
I could show you a few chicks that probably look like that, you know.
Not many, dude. And then, yeah, you got the little anaconda in the bottom. That's...
I'm gonna bring it down.
Quite a fictional donk on her.
So people can see what we're talking about. This way they can see it over here. Yeah, you won't see it up there, but they can see it now. We'll see.
The donkey. I mean, that's been standard. How many, you know, Black Widow? I mean, how many of these superheroes? Hell, man, they've even made like Lois Lane hot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sex sells.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I mean, sex sells. Now, the question is, why didn't they pick somebody higher than Zendaya? But. See what they're going,
she's
but they're going
endless,
with a different.
She's
thing.
In everything now. She's too good. She's too good. That's why
she is. Yeah. But yeah. So like, let's kind of jump into
No
this.
Way Home. Let's do it.
No
dude.
Way Home.
Wait.
Sorry, I'm still pulling up the picture of
Jessica Drew's ass.
They've just got a zoomed in picture. I was trying to read what it said on her lower back.
Did you see what that is? Yeah. Wait. What does that say? Come pull over.
It says,
This is not a
heart or an apple, but it's a butt on a comic book cover.
Oh my God.
I don't know what. Yeah. It must have obviously some controversy here. Yeah. This is interesting. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Now you know, dude.
Aren't you
glad it's in your history? So we're talking spoilers, right?
Oh, we're talking everything. Spoilers. So, and I feel bad because Neil has not seen it.
No, it's fine.
Sorry. Okay.
That's all good.
He's like, I'm not a nerd, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a life. All right.
I
was dodging
can't
spoilers
see
all day.
There's too much. There's too much media just in general. I think it's overwhelming. Yeah, I knew it was coming out. I was excited for it, but you saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters on the 16th, like 10:15, like the day before it was supposed to kind of technically drop. Like I'm that kind of a psycho. I just have to see it right away, especially with the, you know, the dawn of the internet. And, you know, you pull up Facebook, you pull up whatever. Yeah. It's just there. You know what I mean? Even CNN or whatever, they're hitting you with spoilers.
Dude, I was dodging like crazy. I just didn't look at my phone yesterday. I just waited all day.
Yeah, it's and that's tough. And that's super duper tough, especially with this kind of movie. But like, I don't know about you, Jake. I love this movie. Yeah. This movie was way better than I thought it was going to be. Way more entertaining, way more action, way more spoilers, or not necessarily spoilers, but like, but just Easter eggs. And like, I wanted everything that happened service. And then some.
Like,
so,
like, out. See, like, for the, like, okay, anybody who's listening to this has seen this. You know what I mean? But, like, out of the spoiler territory.
I hope so.
What was the potential spoiler? You know what I mean? It was like.
Well, the potential spoiler was Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire coming in.
Which we all knew, but to what extent?
Correct.
To what extent? You know what I mean?
Correct. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, to what extent was there. Was there cameos? Were they just going to be a one shot kind of like them together or whatever? But like, it was not at all. They were like very into this story, way more, not only into the mid, but the ending act. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So,
what were your expectations going into the movie? Cause you said it was better than you thought it was going to be. What were like,
that's a great question. My expectations that, Doctor Strange was going to be a little bit more cocky, a little bit more sure of himself in this. Also, too, obviously, of course, spoilers. What we learn when we go into the movie is that Doctor Strange is no longer the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
He, because of him getting blipped in the, you know, Infinity War.
Yeah. He was demoted.
He was demoted. And Wong took over in place of Sorcerer Supreme. Yeah. And our good friend Ryan Airy from Screen Crush brought up a really excellent point in his breakdown videos. And if you guys haven't seen them, please go check them out. You know, why is the Sorcerer Supreme throwing fights? Because we saw him in Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Which I haven't seen, by the way.
No, well, spoilers. He's in it. And him and Abomination are fighting, and he, like, they essentially throw the match or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I have seen this. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I knew, okay, so obviously spoilers, we're past that. First, like, maybe 10, 15 minutes of the movie, Matthew Murdock's in it. You know?
Oh, my God,
you know,
yes!
You know they're doing, this is a fan service. Like, that's, I was like, okay, they're going all the way. Which, dude, also, I would have liked to see more of him.
I would have loved to see more of him as well, but
they breached
the
Netflix gap.
I was just satisfied with what I got, and I was so happy that we got it. And obviously,
makes it official.
Course, it definitely makes it official. I mean, it made it official, essentially, in the last episode of Hawkeye in the Disney Plus series, if you guys haven't seen that.
Although, yeah. The Fraction Run's my favorite thing of all
time.
Yeah,
Matt Fraction.
That's why I haven't watched it. Because I like that those twenty issues so much.
Oh, it's such a great run. Matt Fraction does a fantastic job not only in that run but also in the Hawkeye series as well, because he's one of the executive producers and there's a lot of Matt Fraction.
Oh, that makes me want to watch it.
So there's a lot of Tracksuit Mafia. You know, there's the one issue.
Best, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And it's bro.
Bro.
What else? They're, you know, that one issue where they are in the car and it's the whole entire chase scene, just one issue. That's in it as well. And it's like really great. Yeah. Kate Bishop does a great, you know, what's her face? Amy Seinfeld does a great job.
She does
a good job.
And
also, too,
captures the snark.
Speaking about Spider-Man and capturing Snark, she is Spider-Gwen in the Spider-Man...
the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
She voices her. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I'll check it out. I don't have Disney Plus. I'm a little boycotting at the moment, but I might get it back for the holiday season.
You're boycotting?
Yeah.
Why are you boycotting?
The Star Wars. I'm not going to get into it. Yeah. Can't do it, but I am probably going to watch Boba Fett. I'm probably going to get it back.
The Book of Boba?
Yeah.
The Book of Boba looks super good. Now, I'm still lost, though. Could you just give us a little bit of, like, why you're boycotting it, though? Because of Star Wars? What does that mean?
I'm not going to get into this here. No, I
Why
don't want
do we not,
to.
Do we not have enough time?
No, we have enough time. This
okay.
Is, yeah, this is not. No, we need to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home.
All right. That's what all right. About, right? I'm just like, what's it? We have like a Ryan Johnson fan over here.
If you know, you know. And after, and that and that's all you got to know.
I don't know what you're don't talking know? About. No, just give us a brief.
Is this like when I found out that all the bars in New York don't have Yuengling because Donald Trump apparently bought a bunch of stock in them? It's yeah, like one of those things where like the money, like I was mad.
I didn't know that. Now I knew the dude. I knew the dude Ed Yuengling is a huge fan of him. Right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. I was like, what? I had no idea. My beard now has become politicized.
It's like that, but reversed. It was when they fired fucking Gina Carano.
Yeah,
dude. I wasn't happy about it. I was like, you're just scratching all the plans.
Yeah.
But to touch on that really quick, though, you know, within maybe 2 years from now, they're gonna bring her back.
That'd be sick.
They're gonna definitely.
That's when I'll get Disney Plus back.
They're gonna definitely. Yeah.
Also, they jacked up the money within 1 year. They're like, actually, you gotta pay $9 now.
I love it that you're surprised about that.
No, but it was too quick, dude. It was too quick. You gotta ease us in. You're not that good. You're not.
Well, do you know why? Because the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
The pandemic happened, and they were looking to, you know, not only make their buck, but also too, they weren't that worried about it because they were like, oh, okay, well, we have revenue that's coming from, you know, a theatrical release. And when theatrical release did not happen,
yeah,
they have to kind of up the ante. I mean, that's why they, you know.
They're struggling. I like to see them squirm, too. That's another thing. They got course. All the money in the world. They're not indispensable. You can't let them think they're indispensable. You know what I mean?
It's ABC. Gotta
let them wriggle a little bit.
Yeah, like.
You know?
Yeah, you're very right.
Gotta trade the streaming services for a while.
I wasn't surprised by it, but yeah. So getting back to Spider-Man No Way Home, because we just keep fucking going off the tangent. That's essentially what Cena Vera is.
We're just having like a nerd off right now.
Basically, yeah. Essentially, you know, I mean, Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Getting back to that, fucking fantastic, and they showed us so much. So much of that character within a very brief couple scenes.
Yeah.
You know, he's sitting there.
That one scene.
Yeah. Telling them, you know, telling Peter Parker, hey, listen, you know, you're probably going to get off on all these charges. They really can't pin you on it. And then it catches the fucking brick.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, how'd you do that? I'm a really good lawyer.
Yeah.
You know,
that was great.
And funny enough, Happy Hogan, John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Another thing that we do on Scene of Ages is get people's names wrong. he was Foggy Nelson in the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck.
Right? Oh, yeah. Well, but I like what it does, too, because it fucking opens it up. Like, one of the best Spider-Man team-ups is, like, Spider-Man, Daredevil, Punisher.
When those three
get together, it's fucking silliness. You know what I mean? That can happen. You know what I mean? They opened it up. They made it official. Like, the Netflix stuff has been in this little side category. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's not official.
And I think now, and I think Marvel's doing a really great, I hope this is their idea, is that, you know, because we didn't understand with the whole entire Netflix series and contracts now that how that was going to go. We knew that Charlie Cox was going to come back to play Matt Murdock, Daredevil, but... Yeah. Was it a variant of Matt Murdock? Did the same things happen in the Netflix series? Then did it, you know, then in the MCU? Maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe it's a little bit, you know, same.
That show was fucking sick, too. That show was awesome. It's probably one of the best things Marvel did.
Oh, yeah. Except for that. Also, too, the one thing that, I mean, a lot of people didn't like was Iron Fist. Iron Fist sucked.
I skipped it.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very good. Yeah. So I honestly want to see him more, you know. I think we definitely will, especially in the new Echo series that's coming out on Disney Plus. Especially with them already introducing spoilers, the Kingpin in the fifth episode of the Hawkeye series, and it's Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin,
which also killed it.
So killed it. So yeah, I was super excited to see him. You know, I think the story was fantastic. You know, and Marvel does a great job with kind of misleading you, kind of giving you a little bit of the story and then pulling back a little bit and changing things. Like, you know, for instance, in a lot of the commercials, it's Wong telling him, don't cast that spell. But in the, and then, you know, he's like, no, I won't, wink. But in this one, that doesn't really happen, which is fucking awesome.
They kind of just moved into it.
They moved into it. Exactly. They moved into it. Yeah. So, which is fantastic.
Well, now, yeah. And like the, all the promo that's behind, you know, it was like Dr. Octopus, Dr. Strange. Yeah, that's like first like half hour of the movie.
Yeah. So let's talk about that really quick, shall we? So, you know, we have all these classic villains that are coming back. We have Otto Octavius, which is played by, Alfred Molina.
Something like that.
We have Willem Dafoe's character, the Green Goblin, Norman Osborn coming back. We have Jamie Foxx's Electro character.
Talk about Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Yeah, like that was a really, I'm super happy they didn't go with the fucked up teeth and the weird hair version. They gave, you know, Jamie Foxx the proper sexy Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx was getting huge laughs in the theater, right? And like in the Amazing Spider-Man 2, they cast Jamie Foxx in a movie. They have him play this like nebbish dweeb. Like, that's not why you have Jamie Foxx in a movie. He's got a big personality. So he was like really funny in this movie.
Yeah.
They made him all yellow instead of blue, which I appreciated.
Oh yeah, because it's donning the whole entire Electro.
He was all just like jacked and handsome this time. And he was like, I don't know what happened.
Jacked and handsome. And listen, man, he's preparing to be a fucking Mike Tyson in an upcoming movie. I mean, he can't get away from that jackness.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's true.
You know? No, especially the part where he's like in the field and he's naked.
Right.
It's like, we ain't gonna talk about we're naked. Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you know, we have Sandman coming back from the Spider-Man 3 movie. Mm-hmm. We have
the Lizard.
We have the Lizard. Yeah, we have Doc. Yeah, I want to say Doc Ock, but yeah. Oh my God, why am I blanking on his name?
Who?
Alfred Molina.
The Lizard.
No. The Lizard. See, the problem is here they don't have who's playing Electro? Jamie Foxx, Jacob Batalon is Ned.
The dude that's the kicker in The Replacements that has the gambling issue. Mm-hmm. That's the actor who plays it. But right.
He was barely in it.
Connor, yeah. Connors. Oh my God,
that's his real name.
Oh yeah. Well, his name's Connors. The guy you're talking about, the kicker from the thing, is Rins Ifans. It's that guy. It's the British guy you're thinking of.
Yeah. But I think it's like Doc Connors or something like that. That's the character's name. That was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, also too. I mean, Willem Dafoe was super scary in this.
Basically, played the main bad guy. He was once again sort of the central villain of the whole thing.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Correct. I had a lot of thoughts. Not only did I see this in the theaters, but I also too. Went home and pirated it. I mean, I knew we were going to talk about this. I kind of have to, you know, but
just being clear, dude.
Yeah. Just being, you know, I like stealing. I apologize. I'm sorry. He was just not only scary, but like going into this was the question, are these all the characters from Spider-Man franchises or are they variants? Because when we watch in the Loki series is that there are variants of so many different timelines. The only issue is that are those variants connected enough to bring on a Kang variant that He Who Remains will fucking chop off and shit like that? But like they were all from the Spider-Man universe, all essentially, except for I'm still not sure if Electro was the same Electro from the Amazing Spider-Man movies, or it was a variant down the line. Because think about it, all of the villains that came forth knew Peter Parker was Spider-Man, but Electro didn't know Peter Parker was Spider-Man. He even said in the movie, like, hey, listen, you know, I was expecting you to be black. You're just a kid.
Yeah.
Which, hey, brings in Miles Morales.
Yeah, they're definitely doing that.
Oh my God, they have to do that.
Is it going to be Donald Glover though? we'll never know. Probably
not. He's too old. Will probably be, I mean, if they do cast Donald Glover in that role, it would probably be a Miles Morales that is much older, you know, the Spider-Man Homecoming movie. You know, Donald Glover says that, hey, listen, I have a nephew, you know, and is Miles essentially, because that he's his nephew in the comics and things like that. And obviously, of course, you know, Donald Glover is playing the Prowler villain from the comics. Basically. So, yeah, I mean, that was fantastic. But What are your thoughts? I mean, what was one of the biggest takeaways and like biggest things that like aha moments? Like,
well, there's a few things. Like, well, what did you think of the CGI?
Oh, I loved it.
I thought especially it was good. From the trailer, I thought it was going to be bad. And really? In the movie, in the theater, it was fine. I thought it was fine.
Why did you think it was going to be bad?
I thought it looked bad in the trailer. And also, like, I mean, like the Dr. Octopus from the Spider-Man 2, it was practical. Like, those were real arms.
Correct.
That, like, four dudes with a puppet did each arm. Mm-hmm. You know, this one.
And that's Sam Raimi style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's that Evil Dead kind of.
But I thought it worked entirely. I thought the CGI was good. The fight scenes were really good right off the. Here's a question. What do you think about the jokes, dude? What about the Marvel humor?
The Marvel humor?
Yeah. Because I thought there were a lot of good jokes, and there were some really bad jokes.
See, this is what comics do. We just pick apart jokes and like, we can do that.
No, but some of them were like really bad. Some of them were terrible.
Well, some of them were definitely like, they were trying to be very on the nose, but trying to sly about it, you know? Look at Tom Holland. Just
like, okay, one of the funny jokes, this was one of the best jokes in the movie, was when it was Jamie Foxx talking to Sandman and they were like, oh, what happened to you? It's like, oh, I fell into a pit of radioactive eels. He's like, oh, I fell into a pit of radioactive sand. And Jamie Foxx,
no, it wasn't radioactive sand, it was a hydrogen collider.
Right, but it was a pit of radioactive sand, basically. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx just goes like, gotta be careful where you fall.
Yeah, really.
That was a funny joke.
I think the hey, is anyone gonna care if I'm naked? You know, no. Like, I thought that was kind of funny.
Jamie Foxx, all of it, he was killing. He was murdering. Like, the crowd was like really feeling it. One of the worst jokes in the movie, really bad, was when they sneak all the villains into Spider-Man's apartment, which was very like.
Well,
silly.
No, they sneak them into Happy Hogan's apartment.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. It, like, let's touch on that really quick.
Yeah.
That was probably the most, like,
it was very funny.
Bachelor pad. Like, you had the Islanders jersey. You had a lot of the car things. Like,
yeah,
I thought that was awesome. Awesome. He also had Dumb E, which was Tony Stark's, one of his first robots that he made in MIT.
Oh, the arm that was doing
correct.
Stuff.
It was also the only thing he salvaged in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
When he threw the arc reactor into the thing and then he's like driving past, that's Dummy.
Yeah, he saves the arm.
Which is awesome.
But one of the worst jokes in the whole movie, right? So they're in the apartment and then MA goes to Dr. Octopus. She's like, do you want a tap water? Do you want salt water? And he goes, why would I want salt water? And she's like, because you're an octopus. I was like, what the fuck was that, dude? That should have gotten scrapped. That was garbage.
That
sucked.
I kind of agree with you, but also, too, I kind of liked it. Like,
so corny. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're cramming the jokes of this movie. A good amount of them hit.
Yeah.
They changed the Doctor Strange joke from he said crap to like shit. That made it a little better. But in the trailer, I was cringing when he goes like, let's Scooby-Doo this crap. I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
Let's Scooby-Doo this shit.
It just glossed over. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
But so in terms of like the Marvel humor, which can sometimes be hit or miss, like take away from the tone, you know what I mean? I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. And also, too, especially it's tough, too, because like in Spider-Man is supposed to be a very quippy kind of kid.
Yeah.
He always has quips and shit like that. I mean, even in the old comic books, he even had quips. So you're very right. You have to kind of nail that on the head, that that like quick humor. And I think that's probably one of the things that like the Raimi Spider-Mans didn't really try to do, but like failed at it miserably in every movie that they try to like have him be quips. But I don't know if it's Tobey Maguire's fucking delivery or bad writing.
Why are those movies better? Like, why are those the best ones? They just capture the moodiness better. I don't know.
I don't know. I think time will tell. I think with these, you know, I mean, technically we've already kind of completed the trilogy of Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man.
The Homo Trilogy.
Yeah. The Homo Trilogy.
The Home Trilogy. Yeah.
I like the Homo Trilogy better, though. Like, I really do. And, you know, especially, too, with the anticipation of this movie. I mean, how many people were trying to figure out what the title of this movie was going to be? Was it going to be Home Run? Was it going to be – it had to have something with home in it, so.
Who made that decision? Why did they go
– probably John Watts.
I guess.
Yeah, John Watts. I mean, and listen, man, John Watts –
we're having the word home in every – it's going to be the Home Trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And honestly, I like John Watts as a director. I mean, he's been super good. I mean, it's always great when we have these trilogies and they're consistent with, you know, the director and the focus and the vision. And I think that's one of the biggest things that really kind of fell with the Star Wars franchise when they revamped it from Force Awakens to Last Jedi to Rise of Skywalker.
Which all stink.
Yeah. Like you had. Stink. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And listen, time will tell. And a perfect example is Last Jedi compared to Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
No, Last Jedi is fucking fantastic compared to Rise of Skywalker. Like, but again, it's a completely different vision, completely different story. This is complete. This is, you know, this movie picks up exactly where we left off in the post-credit scene of Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, the exact minute.
The exact minute. And yeah, I love the part where Spider-Man has to get away and the girl's like, Spider-Man hit me.
Yeah.
Like that was fantastic.
This is just a very nerdy observation, but when he busts into the apartment for the first time, that was like a single frame shot with just panning between all the rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very fun. I was hoping they were going to do that more, but that was very cool. When he was like running around trying to close all the windows.
Correct.
It was a very fun scene, like right off the bat.
Also too, it gave us a little bit of content of why Aunt May and Happy are breaking up, because there's like boundary issues and shit like that. So I think that was fun. Also, to the introduction of the damage control department, which we've seen in Spider-Man Homecoming, when we had the Vulture, that news thing where it pops up like the damage control department and shit like that. And that was a variant in the comic books where it's a very good question. When the fucking Avengers have a huge fucking battle, who cleans up all the mess?
Who comes and cleans it up?
You know, like in the Batman universe and DC universe, when fucking Gotham gets destroyed by Penguin, fucking Wayne Enterprises steps in and goes, "Hey, we're going to be nice folks. We're going to clean up some shit."
Yeah.
I thought that was super cool. Now let's talk about MJ really quick.
Then we find out she's just an alternate MJ entirely.
She's
like Mary Jones or something.
Yeah.
Maria Jones or something like that.
Correct. And that's when Norman Osborn was like, Mary Jane? No, Mary Jones. Yeah, Watson. But then again, she doesn't go by Watson.
Yeah.
She's had an interrogation, which kind of touches back from the first Spider-Man movies where her dad was like, well, her dad was like abusive. And like hit her and shit like that.
Just a classic bad dad.
Classic bad dad, which, you know, comics we are all too well. But I mean, I liked it. I love Ned Leeds. Now, this is the issue with Ned Leeds, and I think it's the actor. I like the actor, but like if you know that he's bald, and you see him in the wig, you can't not think it's not a wig. You know, like. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes away from me. He's great. Awesome. But yeah. So now one of the biggest things besides the Matt Murdock cameo, which I was fucking super excited about,
the Mary Jane thing. Where do you think that's going? That's the alternate Mary Jane. We kind of just breezed off from that. I know you guys.
I don't know if it's going anywhere. I think that's just like their explanation for why she doesn't have like red hair. You know what I mean? Why it's Zendaya.
Also too. Why she's black.
Yeah. Basically
half black. But or mixed. I don't know. We don't really see her parents, so like we don't really know. You know what I mean? Like we're just kind of guessing.
We know.
Okay. Hurry your throat first, folks.
We know.
Racially charged for self.
I think it very much is. I apologize. Forgive me.
I don't know if people were mad about the Zendaya thing.
I don't think so either.
Because she's good. She's a good actress.
Well, that and also too, like, you know, I think if you did that in the Raimi times, in the Raimi universe, right? If you swapped out Kristen Dunst with who's like a biracial actor at that time, like actress.
They have to be really biracial. Good. They have but to I mean, have some white in them.
Yeah, what something. That's even more racist.
Seems like he. Well, that's that's what you were making. He's like biracial. I mean, we haven't seen their parents. I was like, what?
What are you
doing a paper bag?
Let's get the 23andMe, please, before we make a call on this.
No. Yeah. Okay.
No, but like this was in the old ones. Mary Jane was like the hot popular chick,
redhead.
And in this one, she's like a goth, also loser. You know what I mean? She's kind of goth and everything she says in the first few movies, she's just like, ugh.
I don't know if she's goth. I wouldn't, like, goth. She's like emo. Emo shit.
Goth. People aren't goth anymore. She's just emo.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. Right. Fucking Hot Topic. But
Mary Jane forever going to have red hair? Is that what, like, the, if you think, like, will that actually make everyone in the comic book world mad? Like, if Mary Jane doesn't have, you feel like.
I mean, they've already done it. It's already finished. Yeah, it's already done.
In this universe.
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's some.
It entirely depends on, like, if they do good, if they're good acting. You know what I mean? So. It entirely depends.
Also, too, it kind of depends also on the fanship as well. Because, like, think about it like this, though. Yeah, yeah, so, in the comics right now, they just made Superman, John Kent, bisexual in the comic books, right?
Sure, right.
So,
breaking news, guys.
I think a lot of us that are our age, right, around our age, we don't care about it. But you look at a lot of these comments, like, in Twitter, Instagram, whatever, Facebook, and some of these old heads are pissed about it.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, it depends on the who the fan actually is and where they kind of fall what their generation is, you know, older generation, they're probably going to care. They're probably going to care a lot about something really small that, you know, she doesn't have red hair. But I think what they're, I really do. Like, honest to God, like, I think that's like some,
her hair got less red in the first movie. It was the color red.
It was ridiculously red.
Did you guys get boners when you were fucking like 5 years old? No, you didn't.
We weren't five years old when we saw it. Dude, I was like in fifth grade.
Red-haired.
How old
were
you
when
Spider-Man?
Kirsten Dunst.
I don't know. I don't even get boners now.
Speaking of, it actually brings us to our sponsor, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew in a Spider-Man costume. Let's do this.
Sponsored by Twisted Tea Light.
Twisted Tea Light. Ooh, decadent.
Yeah. When did you see Spider-Man?
No, I mean, I'm 2 years older than you.
Am I allowed to pee?
Yeah, good.
Like, I'm on the podcast?
This is what happens, dude. You crush too many of those. That's all. I was like, baby boy's going to have a strong bladder. He's got to hold down a bladder tight. Just went before we started, too. He's like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. I hope people wouldn't be mad about the whole. I mean, it's crazy at this point. It's like, should I have red hair, though? It's like, dude, wait, every actress has just got to put on red hair because is there any point in the comic book where an actress would change or a comic character would change their hair? And everyone's like, who the fuck's this?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen in a comic book. Like, it's crazy that they would care.
Well, also, too, you know, in the comics, it wasn't necessarily Mary Jane that was his love infatuation. It was Gwen Stacy. And then Gwen Stacy was killed by Green Goblin in the comic books by throwing him off the bridge. What was it? The George Washington Bridge or something like that. But again, like, where they're probably going to go with this, where I would personally like to see them go with this is that, you know, they go towards the Black Cat Felicia Hardy storyline.
That'd be sick.
Which is fantastic. I think that's a great segue to not only Black Cat, but also Sable and or Silver Sable and things like that. And that brings it into a little bit more of a kind of grounded element, you know?
Yeah.
Also, too, Spider-Man's growing up. I mean, he's, you know, college and things like that. Like, it just made sense. So, did you wash your hands, by the way?
No, dude.
Dude, no, I did not. I did not wash my hands.
We have all these comics and Philly comedy dropping dead because of COVID. And we're just like not washing hands.
I didn't think I'd get called. You want me to Purell? You want me to get a little splits?
COVID's dick all over the fucking sweet, sweet, delicate studio.
Dude, I'm clear, baby. I'm clear. I took a test this morning.
Nice.
It worked. Yeah, dude.
Surprising. Brazilian girlfriend. Surprised.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
You're not the only one.
I'm racist on this side.
No,
I made up a stereotype.
When we walk places, people were surprised, dude. Gotcha. Yeah.
Why? Because you're with an actual girl?
So hot, dude. She's so hot. Never going to live it down.
Can we pull up a pic?
Does she have red hair?
Is she in a Spider Woman costume with her butt out?
She was a black belt. She fucking kicked ass, dude.
She was a black belt?
Yeah. Nice. Brazilian black belt.
Okay.
I should not be talking about it. Okay. No, you know what we should talk about is the big reveal. The thing we came, the whole, you know, the reason we came out to the theater was the Andrew Garfield Toby reveal.
Yeah.
That was the moment. Did your theater, did they clap?
Oh my God, yeah.
They clapped.
I don't want to see this movie now.
You don't?
I don't.
Dude,
I can't stand people being that excited over something so silly.
Clapping for no one being there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, no, like pure joy.
I got very pure joy. I clapped. I'm sorry. I clapped. You know what it reminded me of?
Giddy.
It reminded me of did you guys see Endgame in theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you remember that part where
all the guys, the big.
Well, not only that, but the, hey, on your left where Falcon comes in and everyone starts fucking clapping. That's what it really reminded me.
They
of.
Open up the little hole.
They
and
open
you
up
just see the little Spider-Man in there. Come forward. Yeah. Pulls off the mask. Andrew Garfield, dude. Crowd lost their mind. Which I was excited for Andrew Garfield because people were giving him love. And I didn't think people loved him that much. I thought people hated those movies. People were loving it, dude.
I think people still do hate those movies, but like
they're bad movies, but nobody hates Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. He was great.
A good Spider-Man,
those movies were trash.
But then again, he was also kind of a cocky Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So
it's because he was fucking 28 and jacked. You know what I mean? He was like in high school and he was fucking handsome as shit.
Yeah, but wasn't Tobey Maguire jacked in Spider-Man as well?
But Tobey was a nerd, dude. Tobey was a real nerd. I watched the original Spider-Man 2 yesterday, like as my pregame to the new one, right?
But he looked like a 30-something doctor.
He did, though.
Him trying to look young was so sad.
And just everything that happened to him in this movie was like, would not happen to a cool person. Like, he's at this party, and he's like, I'm not gonna drink. You know what I mean? Right. And then, like, some shit happens to him, and he grabs a drink off a tray, sips, it was a dirty drink. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he just cannot be cool no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. Such a weenie. When fucking James Franco slaps his face in public.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great... He just fucking slaps him.
And also, too, the question is, as Spider-Man, does your Peter tingle go off when James Franco is about to slap you and you just let him slap you?
Well, yeah, I guess it's implied he could, like, kill them and he just has to, like, sit there
Let it happen. But that brings us a little bit to another point as well. So, you know, in the trailers, this really isn't that much of a spoiler, but Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch...
Yeah.
Cumberbatch pushes his astro spirit out, and Spider-Man has the spider sense where he can't get the box and his body is moving.
It's just his body on its own.
Yeah. And if you see in the movie, when he's in his astral plane, his spider senses you can see it going off of his head, just like in the old comic books. They split his face in two, Spider-Man and Peter Parker, and then he had that little wiggly lines.
The wiggles. Yeah, the classic wiggles.
Did you not see that? Did you not notice that?
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
I have to rewatch that shit, dude.
And for all the nerds at home, they're probably yelling at us, like, what Spider-Man's, spider tingle actually is. And I don't know if you guys know this. It's not that he is sensing danger, but he is sensing the vibrations on the web of the universe.
Okay.
Right. Because so in the comic books, every multiverse has a spider totem, correct?
Okay.
And they're all connected to this huge like spider web throughout the multiverse that, you know, like if you watch the old Spider-Man animated series where we had Madame Spider which is voiced by it's voiced by Ann Lee, which was the wife of Stan Lee, RIP my boy. And that is essentially where that spider tingle comes from. So it's very interesting.
Spider-Man's like fungi, dude.
Yeah. He is like fungi. Oh my god, that's a really good point.
And it was Dan Slott who fucking introduced the idea of like, okay, we could bring in other Spider-Mans and people will like it.
Spider-Mi? I don't know. What is the plural? Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? Alternate versions. Yeah. He was the first guy to do it.
Spider-Man, Spider-Woman.
The Spider-Verse. Yeah. That's what Spider-Verse. It is. Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
People could vibe with it. Although, fuck Dan Slott, dude. If I see you, I'm going to kick your ass, dude. I fucking hate Dan Slott.
Interesting.
But wow. I don't like him. I'm going to kick his ass.
Who do you like worse? Who do you like better? Dan Slott or what's his face? Who created Deadpool? We hate him. Rob Liefeld.
I don't know about him. But fuck Dan Slott. I'll kick your ass, dude.
All right. I guess we're going to add him to the list then.
On this podcast?
It's like on site, dude.
Yeah,
on site, dude. Only because he's fat. You know what I mean? Like, I could beat him up.
Only because he's fat?
Yeah, he's probably like 5'2". Like, I don't know.
Wow. We went from being racist to body shaming.
You're only allowed to body shame Dan Slott.
Okay.
The real life Dr. Octopus. Like, let's be real. Like, without the arms.
I like that. Yeah. All right. All right. I really.
But to his credit, he did open this up to we can have multiple Spider-Mans. People can be on board with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was, you know, without that, like, we would not be able to have this movie.
Gotta do
you
know something. What I mean? You have to do something.
Yeah.
I'm totally fed up with the entire, I was totally fed up with the Spider-Man franchise, and now they're, like, whipping stuff into shape.
Yeah, they're just like, what do you want? What do you want?
No,
yeah. You want Tobey back? You want the old Dr. Octopus?
And this is probably what this movie does probably the best, is that, like, as it just does fan service really fucking well.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank God for Kevin Feige, you know, thank God, I hate to say it, for Amy Pascal, which if everyone stayed towards the very, 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 very end, I yelled out, like, I'm sitting there, like, we're waiting for this end credits. And
then
the Pascal Productions comes up. And I'm like, come on, Amy Pascal, let's go. You're like the fucking Kathleen Kennedy of fucking Sony.
So like, let's do the Spider-Man reveal. We got multiple Spider-Mans, right?
We do.
Toby comes in, just dressed like normal. The crowd loses their minds. You know what I mean?
Dressed like a youth pastor.
Yeah, yeah, the youth pastor, which is another
great joke.
It's clearly stolen from fucking Jesus Christ. Who's that? It's stolen from Rory Scovel.
Probably. Rory,
that's
dude.
A direct steal from Rory Scovel's set. Anyway, sorry.
From Spider-Man?
If they did that joke of he looks like a youth pastor, I mean, there's Scovel or the other guy too, like
that other guy.
Similar. Sorry, I'm trying to think of the other. But damn, did they do that joke, dude? Every once in a while, comics just get anyway,
fucked,
going.
Right?
Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Hollywood works. Listen, what's your idea, Jake? Oh, your idea is this. I don't know if it's really going to work out. Three months later. Oh, coming to NBC, whatever Jake's idea was.
But that's what's crazy. It's crazy that this movie even got made. Because, like, as soon as the other Spider-Mans come into it, it just felt completely different. There's no other movie like that where they've just, like, you know, it's the thing. It's like the audiences know. You know what I mean? Like, this universe, that universe. They're like, it doesn't really matter. People just want to see it. We'll just fucking bring them in and just explain it away. You know what I mean? Like, it was... but like once they were all in it, I definitely had this feeling for a while of like, what is this? Like, there's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was weird.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I kind of had that inkling too. Like, I didn't really know where they were going to go with this.
Right.
Like, what's the end result? You know, because the bad guy wasn't really voiced. And I think I tried to touch on this earlier and I'll kind of bring this back is that I think the bad guy in this movie is Dr. Stephen Strange.
You think so?
Of course. This is his whole entire fault.
Yeah.
You know, Wong tells him, hey, listen, don't do that spell. It tampers with unknown universes and things like that. And then he does it anyway.
Well, and then they explain it away. They go, Marvel joke. They're like, do you remember we wiped out the Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're like, okay, so we just do it. Yeah.
Karmitage. And he's like, no. And he's like, exactly.
But then again,
they were doing it on such a smaller scale. They wanted to remove Spider-Man from the whole entire world.
Yeah, you know.
And again, our boy Ryan Airy does a plot hole explained about, you know, like, well, how does he remove, if he removes the identity of Peter Parker from everybody, but don't they still have like the YouTube videos and like written things and you know, Flash Thompson has the book Flashpoint, which is an obvious reference to Flashpoint from the Flash series DC.
Right, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how does that work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a little bit of a dig.
But let's kind of touch on the ending really quick. Cause like that, like what did you think how they wrapped up everything in this tight little bow? Like,
well, I heard people cried at this movie. All right, did you cry?
Not really.
No. Okay. So I got a little misty.
Actually, no.
I got a little. Okay. You.
Do you know how I almost actually cried?
Yeah, me too, dude.
Because when spoilers, when Aunt May dies.
Okay.
So
which I wanted to talk about next, but like, I got a little misty eyed at the idea when he was like leaving all of his friends. Like, yeah, all of his friends are gonna forget him. All the Spider-Man are gonna leave. Like, and then which meant like he was just like fully alone. He had lost his entire, like, that's what I'm saying. It was sad that he was gonna be alone. I got a little emotional.
It is a little sad that he's gonna be alone. And you
also Aunt May dies.
Aunt May does die. Yeah. Marissa Tomei dies in like fucked up way. But you know that she died, though. You know that she, like once the glider hits her, you're like, oh, shit, she just got stabbed.
Got fucking jabbed, yeah.
Like, yeah. And I loved how they kind of did a cutaway also. When they kind of say, hey, are you guys okay? And they do a cutaway, then cut back. And you're like, oh, okay, it's the death scene. All right. Mm-hmm. And then they drop that huge line, with great power comes great responsibility.
Which I was wondering, which is they've never talked about Uncle Ben in the new ones.
They have. They touched
Did
on
they?
Him, but they didn't really reference him. Yeah.
He never said it. He didn't get the line. It was Aunt May's line.
Correct.
It Uncle Ben's just some schmuck, you know?
But again, I mean, it's a variant of the Marvel universe. And, you know, obviously, of course, in Tobey Maguire's universe and also in Andrew Garfield's universe, they use that line, great power comes great responsibility. Yeah. So, like, it's in it, you know? It's just...
This, do you want to know my one? So this was my biggest laugh of the movie, and it was a very inappropriate laugh. Like, I was the only one who laughed, but it was so when all three Spider-Men are talking, and he goes like, "Oh yeah, Aunt May's, her last words were, with great power comes great responsibility." And then Toby goes like, "That's my favorite phrase."
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And the other guy's like, "I love that saying."
Well, maybe she didn't die in vain.
I cracked up, and nobody was laughing.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny moment.
Well, but I just love that they were just like. Yeah, I heard that one too. That's a good one.
Well, also too, like them figuring out that Tobey Maguire's web fluid comes out of his body instead of Spider-Man making it, because obviously, of course, Spider-Man's a fucking genius, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, of course he's going to make his web fluid. And one of the biggest things I see on the internet is that, you know, like, how did they cure all the villains so quickly? Well, listen, you got StarTech plus, you got three Spider-Men. Mm-hmm. Like three Peter Parkers.
They explained it away with single lines.
Like, well, they did, yeah.
Because Andrew just go, I've been thinking about this for 20 years.
He know? Was, yeah, exactly. You
know, like, yeah, he's thinking about molecules. Like,
and
I don't know.
Andrew Garfield already cured his.
He just knows it.
Yeah, cured his fucking lizard. So, like.
Did they do anything with Sandman? Did they cure him?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. What did they do? Yeah, they did. What did they do? They did something to like make him corporeal, and then that's where you kind of see the reveal, which is the original actor, which mm-hmm. whose name escapes me.
Which I didn't think he was going to be in it. I was like, "Oh, you couldn't cast that guy."
And
he was
I thought so as well. I was like, "Oh, I guess they kind of like CGI'd this dude to kind of look like him." And then it was that reveal that it was that same guy from Spider-Man 3, mm-hmm. Sandman. So, yeah, I mean,
So the Spider-Mans are in. Andrew Garfield has that fucking great intro where they're like, it was just like really funny when they're like, climb.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought they could have did
without that.
You didn't like it?
I liked it, but I thought that they could did without that whole, like it was just too long.
But then the following scene was them in the lab all Correct. Kind of fucking around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And where Ned Leeds is
which
being
the, what told, I wrote yeah. was so weird. That's what I wrote. That was another funny moment when he goes like, What did he say? He goes like, does Spider-Man have a best friend where you're from? He's like, yeah, I had a best friend.
Yeah, it's Harry Osborn.
He turned evil and tried to kill me. And then
yeah, on like, both sides, right?
Goes, yeah, I promise right? I won't become a villain and try to kill you. That was pretty funny.
Little did they know that James Franco would come up on charges.
Right. But why was James Franco not in this movie? I was waiting for the Franco
legal reasons, probably.
Where was the Franco, dude?
Legal reasons.
Yeah.
You could have been in it. Just didn't want that on their thing, but you know. So let's kind of wrap it up, shall we?
Sure.
So let's what are probably one of the biggest things that you're looking forward to in this next, you know, where they're going forward, you know, because obviously, of course, you know, Spider-Man, you know, Peter Parker is everyone has been forgotten from every single solitary person, including Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. Which is weird because. Doctor Strange remembers the Carmitage party, but Wong doesn't. So how does he forget that? But then again, he said in his spell is that everyone is going to forget, including him. So where do we go from here? Are we going with a more grounded Spider-Man?
Well, they got him in the dirty apartment, right? They got him in the dirty apartment.
Which I think is the same apartment from Tobey
Maguire's. I thought they were going to bring in the rent guy.
I thought they were going to bring the rent guy too. Yeah. I thought they were going to bring the chick.
Rent.
Yeah,
rent.
Right?
No, but yeah, I don't really know. I would love a fucking like Spider-Man series. I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, him and Daredevil and Punisher.
More grounded.
Just a new group of friends. He's got to bring Mary Jane back or MJ.
Kind of like a Marvel Knights kind of thing.
Just a restart, an entire restart.
Which is more grounded, you know, more underground. Like, I think that'd be great, you know, because now, because again, they don't love it a lot.
You know where they're going from it? Venom, dude.
Correct. Venom. Yes. The post-credits. Yeah. The post-credits scene were Venom. And, you know, this is kind of disappointing as well. Eddie, you know, Tom Hardy is just in it for a very brief moment. They did the post-credits scene in Venom, Let There Be Carnage, where he gets pulled into the universe. And we don't know if this is either from Doctor Strange's spell or from the things that happen with He Who Remains in the Loki series, where the Sacred Timeline gets skewed. But, like, he just goes to a bar and gets fucked up and talks to Danny Rojas and gets, like, a brief explainer about the MCU and then gets sucked back in, but then a little bit of Venom.
My friend who I was with got so mad. Like, what, it just goops off? It just goops away? Like, why did he leave a drip there? But, yeah, that's clearly where they're going with it.
Oh, yeah. And also, awesome. And also too, in the Venom Let There Be Carnage, the line where he says, listen, you know, the hive mind of the symbiotes scatters through vastness of time and space and multiple universes. So, like, they have a hive mind of all these different types of universes. So the Tobor Grace Spider-Man and Spider-Man Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
That's a hive mind. He knows who Peter Parker is. So that's where he says, oh, this guy looks tasty. Okay, yeah. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. I think that's going to be really good.
Yeah, dude, they're going for Venom.
They're going to go for the black suit.
Hopefully for a while, right? That'd be sick.
I mean, hopefully that. Maybe they're probably going to do the secret. I mean, we're definitely going to do the Secret Wars. So, especially with Doctor Strange and at the end of Spider-Man, where we have the trailer for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, where, I mean, that just looks fantastic. I'm very happy that they did that. And that was obviously, of course, a lot of spoilers came out that was going to be a post-credit scene, which I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
So, but guys, let us know your thoughts on the comment section below. Hit us a like, you know, subscribe, and, you know, Jake Lipinski.
Jake Lipinski on Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Hot Singles Near You podcast. Hot Singles Near You, baby. Let's do it.
Definitely.
Scene Invaders, dude.
Scene Invaders, baby. Neil, tell the people where they can find you.
Well, you can find everything over at drop10.com. And then, I am neilwood.com or drop10.com. Get everything there.
Fantastic.
Drop 10, baby. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for nerding out, letting us use your space, letting Jake pee a bunch of times.
Once.
Twice.
Did I do twice?
I mean, three times. I think you pissed your pants.
I gotta pee right now.
All right, so we should wrap this up. Guys, Sean, thank you very much. Chone, whatever you want to call me. Take care. Chone out. Take care of you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yay. See you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.